It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Tonight at Pittsburgh Playwrights Theater downtown, the one-man stage play Underneath the Lintel opens. The play, starring Pittsburgh-based actor Randy Kovitz, is based on a librarian's obsessive search for the mysterious figure behind an overdue library book returned after 113 years. Randy Kovitz joins me now in Studio A. Randy, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me, Paul. I'm happy to be here.
This is a strange and wonderful story. Explain what Underneath the Lintel is all about.
Specifically, Underneath the Lintel, the image of that is about the decisions that we make in life on the spur of the moment. And in this case, it's represented by standing in a doorway between the past and the future. And several characters in this play make decisions in that position that affect them for the rest of their life. But the actual plot of the play is I play a reclusive Dutch librarian who, as you said, discovers a library book that's been returned 113 years later and becomes obsessed with this person and starts to follow clues. The clues take him on a worldwide quest, and he discovers connections to an ancient mythological figure who shall remain nameless so that we don't give it away. But and then he actually ruins his own life, but at the same time awakens his spirit. And that's essentially what the play's about.
And it's funny because there's a theme, and it's completely unintentional, but in our discussions today, particularly our discussion earlier in the previous segment with Dr. Withers about getting out of your comfort zone. Mm. And a lot of this story seems to be this librarian who you play, and he's got the Dutch accent. You do this accent marvelously throughout the entire 90 minutes or so, and he's in this world where, you know, I show up at the same time at the library. He's kind of obsessive compulsive. We get that from your characterization. You know, brings the brown bag lunch, punches in, punches out, everything's in order, you know, the library books checked in and out, and all of a sudden, boom. Is this in some ways representative of what we all go through in life?
Well, it depends on the person, I think. But I think most of us, when we're shaken out of our daily routine, it can be a good thing. It can be a bad thing. But this particular character, yes, he's obsessive about what he does every day. And the event that shakes him out of it really does open his mind and his heart and his soul. And, you know, if we're lucky, I think that happens to us, yeah.
And I don't want to give too much away, but it's just hilarious because you're wearing a suit and tie, what this guy would normally wear to work as a librarian. And around your neck, you have the stamper. You have on a band around your neck, the thing that people stamp the date, the librarian stamp the dates in on the books.
Well, that's his favorite thing. His job at the library is to check in the overdue books. So he stamps the little cards in the back of the book. And when he is eventually fired from the library, he steals this piece of equipment and it becomes sort of a talisman for him. And he believes that it contains every date that ever was, every birth, every death. And so it assumes this prop assumes a sort of mystical quality, which is wonderful.
This has been staged before.
Yes, there have been a couple of hundred productions all over the world. However, this is the Pittsburgh premiere of the show. It was done in New York off-Broadway. It was supposed to open just after 9/11, but it was postponed because it was in a downtown theater very near where the Trade Towers went down. It opened shortly after that, and it ran for 450 performances and won a lot of awards. And it's been done all over the place. Most recently, Academy Award-nominated actor David Strathairn did it at American Conservatory Theater in San Francisco. I didn't see it, but it was supposed to have been quite a successful production. So it's a wonderful play. If it wasn't, I don't think it would have this kind of history.
Nor with the effort it requires of the actor, in this case you, you don't go into this something like this lightly because it's a very demanding piece. And you are a working actor, and we're talking with Randy Kovitz, who is the star of Underneath the Lintel, which opens tonight at the Pittsburgh Playwrights Theater on Liberty Avenue downtown. And you have appeared on screen and on stage. You've done everything from George Romero's Dawn of the Dead to a guest appearance on Parks and Recreation in 2012. How does this compare with some of the work you've done?
Well, in the 80 to 90 minutes I'm on stage, I do more work than I have than you do like in a year as a guest television actor, because on TV, you know, you get a couple of scenes on a show and they roll camera and they cut and it's, you know, about 20 minutes of acting for the entire day. It doesn't compare, because, you know, a live audience is very, very different. It's argued that camera acting is not even really a performance, because a performance requires an audience. So, you know, you don't
tell
have
that to Clint Eastwood. But yeah.
No, I mean, you don't get that energy feedback.
Sure,
and that's the difference between stage and screen, is that you get immediate feedback. And last night I had a few people at the dress rehearsal, and it was actually one of the first times I had ever done the show for people. And it's a revelation, because when you're on stage alone, you don't have a scene partner. And in this particular play, the audience is my partner. So I'm really looking forward to starting to play the play with an audience.
And you do play off the audience.
You
make eye contact. You kind of break that fourth wall, and you know, and you ask rhetorical questions, which you obviously answer yourself in your own characterized way. But it's interesting that the audience is in an unusual way a part of this.
Well, the setting of the play is that it is a lecture. He is traveling around lecturing about this experience that he's had. And I have certain things that I play that it's not important what they are. But the idea is that he has rented this little theater and he showed up and he's just talking about this experience. So it's the interaction with the audience is actually in the writing. It's part of the show.
We have been talking with Pittsburgh-based actor Randy Kovitz. He is starring in the one-man stage play Underneath the Lintel. It opens tonight at Pittsburgh Playwrights Theater downtown and continues through when, Randy?
February 26th. It's a little bit of an odd schedule, but if you go to 12pierstheater.org, you can find the whole schedule. You can buy tickets and everything else you need to know.
All right. Well, break a leg, and thanks for joining us here
Thank
on the Central
you, Paul.
Pittsburgh. Randy Kovitz. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thank you for listening. We'll see you again tomorrow with another edition of Essential Pittsburgh.